Did you call the container anything special?
No, nothing special.
Slop bucket or slop pan?
Call it slop bucket. Huh? Everybody had a slop bucket.
Yeah. Garbage disposal.
Well, it's garbage disposal now, but then it was a slop bucket. Yeah. Then we'd carry it out behind to the hogs, you know, pour in the hog draw.
That sure took care of everything, didn't it?
Oh, yeah, and the hogs liked it and thrived on it.
Yeah.
Had lots of good food value.
Uh-huh. Did you call your hogs when you went out to feed them, or just take that out and throw
them? Oh, if we had a pasture out there, a big pasture, we'd have to call them and get them to come in. They'd always come and run when they saw you coming.
How'd you call them?
Well, just holler at them, you know.
Hogs?
Yeah, yeah. No, you wouldn't say. You'd just open your mouth and squeal anything, whatever they got used to, just so they heard your voice. And they'd come, we'd call them, go to feed them corn or anything, you know. Mm-hmm. And they'd come and run.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Everybody called it hogs then, especially if they were out at a distance. If they were close, they didn't need to.
Mm-hmm. What did your mother use when she cooked eggs?
Skillet.
Did she ever call it anything else?
And what?
Was that ever called anything else?
Oh, yes, I suspect it was. Now, of course, in an early day, we had the cast iron skillets,
mm-hmm.
old big, heavy black skillets, you know.
Did these have little eggs on them?
Often they did, yes. And then some of them were just smooth in the bottom. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they were called something else, but it don't come to me now just what the name was.
If your mother boiled potatoes, what did she boil them in?
A pot.
Uh-huh. And if she made soup or something, what did she stir it with?
Well, we would always just take a big spoon, but they called them ladles, or what is that word? I forget. I know they had different things. Some of them wood, I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Big wood outfits.
Uh-huh.
I forget. To me, like they call it a ladle. L-A-D-E-L, I believe. Ladle, mm-hmm. or something like that. But I never used that term much. Mm-hmm. We ordinarily just had big spoons, you know.
Wood or iron?
Well, we had either. We had both.
Uh-huh.
And they all made alike, but it could be iron or wood either, and we had both.
Uh-huh. What did your mother do after everybody'd eaten?
After everybody had eaten?
Uh-huh.
Well, of course, her and the girls, and especially, if there were any, and there usually was, their first job was to always get the dishes out and take them, wash them, dry them, put them up in the cupboard,
mm-hmm.
keep them there for the next meal. And then, of course, the floor was usually to be swept.
Mm-hmm. After these dishes were washed, what was done to get the soap off?
Oh, they'd just take an ordinary, what they call a dishcloth.
Just
wipe. See, they'd rinse them just a little water.
Uh-huh.
Rinse them with hot water and then just take a dishcloth.
Mm-hmm.
I guess about the same do now. I don't think that's changed a lot.
What did they dry them with?
With a dishcloth.
Uh-huh.
Just a piece of cloth. Uh-huh. Just dry them, you know, put them up.
Was there anything used in the dishwater that they could rub the dishes with?
Soap.
Uh-huh. Anything that they could hold in their hand?
Oh, often they always had a dish rag,
uh-huh.
and a few of them had brushes,
uh-huh.
but in my case, all of my folks just used to get them a good, nice, clean rag, you know,
uh-huh.
take the rag and soap it up, let it have it.
Uh-huh. Were dishes ever called anything else, especially good dishes?
Oh, I believe they were. Let's see, do you think of a word for it?
Well, some people call them China or Chinese.
Oh, they have the China, you know.
Uh-huh.
But
that's special.
They're still called dishes.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the most prominent word.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm going to change now to modern times. What do you call the things over your wash basin, the things you turn on to get the water?
Faucets.
Uh-huh. How about those out in the yard that you hook the hose to?
Well, that's the I've got them out here, I ought to know. I still call them, they're not faucets. They're just outdoor connections there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what do they call them?
I don't know, I heard them called faucets and spigots and
spigots.
Spigots,
spigots was the word I was trying to think about.
Uh-huh.
It's just, you know, it's a pipe just rises up with it,
mm-hmm.
with a faucet on it, and you just, I've got them out there in the yard then.
If you didn't have a cistern in the early days and you wanted to collect water from the guttering, what did you catch it in?
Well, You had to have a cistern if you caught water from the guttering.
Well, if you didn't have any guttering and you wanted to catch it, let's say you just put it down under the valley of the roof.
That would be just a small amount. We always had barrels, three or four barrels. And then you just put them under the roof, and we'd catch those barrels full of water and save them for wash day. We'd have nice salt water to wash in. Usually we had a well sitting off out here, but that well water in this country is so hard. Got that jip in it. Most of the women tried to have a barrel of fresh water, I mean rainwater,